Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice, deep breath and hold. Now, let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum, family, peace and blessings. This is your sister, Denise Renee Muhammad, coming on behalf of myself and my co-host, Brother Sean Ali. We're excited for this episode tonight. We are going to be discussing the science of thought and the art of thinking, because my brother, Brother Sean Ali, has launched his book today, and we want to discuss the science of thought and the art of thinking, rising above emotions, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, and we want to tie that into health and wellness. So, Brother Sean, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Welcome, everybody.
Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We're having like a little storm weather here, so my reception might be a little bit bad, but if it goes out, just let me know.
Yes, sir.
But, yes, welcome everybody to the show, and as we get into the science of thought and the art of thinking, and how we can use this to rise above emotions, and it's something that this book is, it's about 350 pages. It's broken down into 26 chapters, and it covers from emotions, consciousness, emotional intelligence, emotional hijacking, how emotions play on our autonomic nervous system, obstacles to effective communication. We got understanding language, understanding listening. Going into obstacles to listening. We got science on guidelines to effective listening, understanding, like I said, language and communication, and going into how we can apply this not only to ourselves, but to those that we talk to also. And I can't wait for people to get the book and they take it, and then I get feedback from it. But we, like you say, as a man thinketh, so is he. And literally everything that we can go through is only the perception of our thoughts.
Right.
And if we can understand that, then the amount of power that we gain over our life, man, it's immeasurable, because we don't have power over our life. That's why we get sick.
Right.
You cannot get sick if you have power over your life. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So it's indicative of our thinking. Our thinking is sick. And I don't mean, when I say sick, I don't mean on some perverted level. If we don't know who we are, then our thinking is sick. It doesn't have, it's if you don't see yourself as God created, then you're sick. We have never been taught the science of thought, and we have never been taught the art of thinking. And it, particularly in the black community, where we know we are overly emotional. We know. We don't need a science book to tell us that. You know,
predisposed.
Right. So
this science book, black woman.
Right. See, and now this is the opposite. See, I didn't want to focus on, this is the opposite of the Diary of a Mad Black Woman. This is the science of thought and the art of thinking. See, the diary, like you say, the Diary of a Mad Black Woman, that's on the emotional side. That's a lack of emotional control, a lack of thought, a lack of thinking. She's emotionally hijacked.
Right.
That's a classic example of emotional hijack. And like I say, in this book, man, I just wanted to touch on, like I said, the science of thought. And there's no, for the listening audience, there is no, that's my terminology. I didn't go to school and study the science of thought. I went to school and from studying psychology and the mind-body connection and the spiritual studies and stuff, this is the concept that the science of thought, because thought is a science, so I wanted to put that together in a book form along with the art of thinking, because thinking is an art form.
Right.
Just like we say paint is an art form, music, well, that paint or that final project that they painted, it started as a thought. That song, that somebody, that beautiful song that you love the lyrics to, that started as a thought. See, that melody, it started as a thought. So it's the art of thinking, because this is truly an art form.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Yes, and it goes hand in hand with what you teach us in dealing with the life essences, because they affect our brain. They are, that's the whole basis of them, is to affect your brain, to bypass everything in your body and go straight to your control system to allow you to have control. Right. So these go hand in hand, and it's literally, like I said, even on some of the topics I discuss in here, deals with conflict and principles of conflict, responses to conflict, how we can effectively communicate our emotions. See, and the type of and the type of conversation that we should be using that allows us to say what we want without causing a negative emotional reaction in the listener. So we can, and that creates, that eliminates conflict, that eliminates that negative back and forth, and it creates unity, it creates harmony, brotherhood, sisterhood. It creates the environment for love, self-love, and love of love of others, you know.
Right. Wow.
So we got, go ahead, sis.
I'm looking at your book right now, and I have, and this is in the beginning of the book, where you're talking about how to control, focus, and direct it, and use the power of our brain to make manifest anything we can conceive. Explain that for our listening audience.
Get the book.
Right.
I'm just joking. And that's a very good question, and it literally goes directly to the heart of the book and the material. Because, for instance, a hypochondriac. That's the, I'm going to tell you, the hypochondriac is the best example that they have in the medical books of God and man, God being man being God. Because a hypochondriac is a scientific medical anomaly. Because this person is literally sick. But medically and scientifically, they can't find nothing wrong with this person when they perform any scientific or medical test. But this person is sick. And the only way, and it's only in their head. They literally think themselves into sickness. It's nothing that can change that situation because the doctors don't find anything wrong on the test, so they can't prescribe any type of medication. It's nothing wrong.
Right.
So it is literally when this – go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, it's when that person changes their mind, they aren't sick anymore. Listen to me.
Right.
So I deconstructed the mindset of a hypochondriac. And if we reverse engineer it, we can do the opposite. Instead of making ourselves sick, we can heal ourselves. And then once we heal ourselves, we never get sick again. And once we never get sick again, we never grow old. And once we never grow old, we enjoy abundant life.
And that's how we, when we say be and it is, it's from our thoughts. So we can make ourselves sick or we can heal ourselves. Wow.
Exactly. That's how a person say, I'm only as young as I feel.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's an expression. I'm only as young as I feel. Well, we only feel as we think. So that's the connection.
Right.
How you think is how you feel, and how you feel would determine your health, your age, because it's two ways that we age. We age biologically, where they can look at our cells and they age, and we age chronologically, and they aren't both the same. You can be chronologically here for 100, 200 years, but only be 40 years biologically old.
Wow.
And they are both dependent upon the thinking because the brain is the control center in our body.
Right, of everything.
Right. It's the interpreter of everything. And once we understand the science of thought, then when we go to practice the art of thinking, we will produce healing, health, life, power, and God. Man, listen to me. When we say paint a beautiful picture, when we say make a beautiful song, we talking about the art of thinking, and we talking about expressing and making manifest the God that we are. That's what we need.
Yes,
man. So this is because they have sciences where in dealing with consciousness, they have sciences where they have embodied motions, emotions, and they have the science of where we can be emotionally blinded, and they have this is us being physically blinded by our emotions, not just so spiritually or mentally. Yeah. So when we understanding the brain, and we understand how it operates, then we can we are best able to control it.
Mm-hmm. And explain that, Brother Sean, emotional hijacking. Explain how that happens and what we can do about that.
And that's chapter 3 in the book. Chapter 3 is devoted to emotional hijacking. And this is when the emotional part of our brain, mainly dealing with the amygdala, it is responsible for dealing with any perceived danger or threat in anger in some of these extreme emotions. And it's a quick acting, a quick response reflex to get you out of the way. So it's its reaction is faster than the rational part of our brain. So the rational part of our brain reacts slower. In some cases, even though it's only seconds, those seconds can seem like hours and minutes. And it seems like your rational brain is far out of reach. So when we become emotional hijacked, this is, and it's mainly self-inflicted. This is a perceived threat, danger, or a highly explosive emotional response will cause that part of our brain to become activated. And once it's, and because it's not usually a real threat, we never get past it. Say if you hear a gunshot, your body will instantly either run, duck, it'll do some type of instant reflex. Once it gets you past the threat of the gunshot, your body will go back to normal. Or if you see a snake, once you get past the perceived threat, your body goes back to normal. But when we have these unrealistic threats, when we have these unrealistic situations, the body doesn't get down because the threat never goes away.
Wow.
So we become emotionally hijacked from creating an unreal situation.
So basically creating our own demons.
It's not a demon that we can perceive that's not created.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can say what you think is what it is. That's it. It can't be nothing more than that. If you think the devil is a little red man, it's nothing I can do. That's your reality of the devil. If you think heaven is something that you obtain after you die, then that's what your reality is. Right. See, and that's the beauty of it, though, is that's the uniqueness of us being God. We have that ability to create our own reality.
Right.
Because my eyes can't see what you see. Your eyes can't. So it's that's your godhood. We just use it to create a negative reality. I'm stuck. I'm depressed. I'm mad. I'm angry. You did this. They did this. Everybody against me. The world don't like me. See, we use it to create the wrong reality because we don't understand the science of thought and the art of thinking. So we use our thought wrong. We producing the low negative energy thoughts. So when we go to manifest the art of thinking, we produce a low negative reality.
Wow.
So if we can understand it, let's get this language out because this is what it does. So if I can, and we remove these low negative words from our vocabulary.
Yes.
Because as a man thinketh, that's probably so, so it is. Say, see,
that's
so,
it.
Right, right.
Wow.
So, that in.
And I want to let our callers know if you have a comment or a question, just press 1 and I'll bring you into the queue. Go ahead, Brother Sean.
And that's like they have a concept called the illusion of competence. In 2010, a psychologist by the name of David Glenn, he coined the phrase illusion competence. And this is when something is familiar to you, and because it seems familiar to you, you don't bother, you assume you know how it operates, so you don't read the rule books. That's us with life. That's us with relationships. Oh man, I know what it takes to be married. How? You ain't never read no manuals, never been to school. You know, we
didn't
we
have any good
car.
Examples.
Right. Right. So we have an illusion of competence. And this feeds. And part of an illusion of competence is thinking that we can multitask. That's an impossibility. They have put countless of electrodes up to people's brains and had them multitask and registered the energy and power of the brain. And in every test, when a person multitasks, the brain power significantly decreases,
yes, sir.
And they did poorly on both tasks.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's part of the illusion of competence, is thinking that I can do this, 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 and this, and we have and never been trained on nothing. I'm a wing it. I'm going to get my gut feeling. That's the gut feeling is cool, but if we don't understand the science of thought and the art of thinking, we will misinterpret the gut feeling. See, just like we misinterpret hunger because we don't understand the science of thought and the art of thinking. So when we get that, that's what everything is, an electrical impulse. Your sciatic nerve isn't damaged. It's in your brain. You don't feel pain. It's a signal. So when we get it, how we interpret, right, see? So our science of thought is off. So we think that there's a such thing as pain, and how? Show me where the pain is at. That's your, because if somebody hits you and you say ow, and they hit me the same strength, and I don't say ow, that where's the? It's no pain. It's individual.
Right.
Hurt is individual. These are signals that we misinterpreted because somebody told us that's pain. Somebody told us that's hurt.
Right. Whoever came up with the language.
Give that back to them.
Wow.
Let them,
Brother
yeah,
Sean,
let them
looks
have
like
that
we
back.
Have a, yes, sir. We have a caller with a question or a comment. Area code 205-6460. I'm going to bring you on the line.
Peace, family. How y'all doing?
Peace.
Hotel, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. How y'all?
All right,
wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Doing
yes,
real great.
Sir.
Just soaking up some of this knowledge. I just had a comment. Two things I wanted to add on to the bill. One in particular about what Brother Sean was talking about, the illusion of competence. When I first ran across that, what helped me remember what it was about was how the brain works. And make a long story short, the brain is like it's an inference generating organism, meaning we can't take on all of the information that we bombarded with. So our brain takes in just the maximum amount it can. and then it says, okay, if this is that way and that is this way, then the rest of this must be like that. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of the ways we maneuver in life is based on that principle. We base life on an inference that we've generated, not really fully understanding. So I liken what you were saying that to perception not being reality, and how people most people think their perception makes up their reality, but it doesn't. It really doesn't. The other point I wanted to piggyback on was how y'all were talking about the mind and how to make things manifest using the power of thought. I was on a call y'all did a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about how the pale folks, I'm not calling them white, I call them pale, how they are aware of the power of thought and the mind. Like I was talking about how the mind can heal the body, and I was like how they do the double blind test. That's evidence to me that they know all of these things, but they can't really speak on it because they don't understand. I really believe that there's a part in their spirit that they stuck in, and it won't allow them to understand fully the power of the mind, what the mind has over the body. So they won't tell us about it. You see what I'm saying? Because they know we have access to certain divisions in our spirit that they can't access. So they don't want to lose the perceived power that they have. So they won't put that information out. Just wanted to say y'all doing a beautiful job. I'm going to go back in the queue and mute myself out. I want to listen and soak up this knowledge. So peace, family. I'm enjoying it.
Peace. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Kelvin. Appreciate that, sir. Yes, sir.
No doubt, bro.
And see, that's the beautiful, right? That's the one thing I definitely want everybody that's listening and that will. There is a lot of science on the brain, and with this book, I try to extract the best theories that I encounter, and I put them together. So, particularly with our situation here in America, the ex-slave, the former slave, the nigger, the so-called American Negro. Because we have, our brain has been rewired to think emotionally instead of rationally, because they fed us fear. They fed us this, the low emotions. So, and now we continue that cycle because we create these, because our perception is so warped, we create situations. Man, if a brother looks at you wrong or what you think is wrong, that does not mean he's mean mugging you. That don't mean he fucking hates you. That don't mean he want to not. Man, we can see this, and when we think that, it creates an emotional hijacking in our body. Mm-hmm. It shuts down the irrational part of our brain because we have looked at somebody and we have mind read. And when you mind read, you are always wrong. And because we try to interpret what this brother's face looked like, I caused myself to become emotionally hijacked by some negative energy. And that's where we at. Sisters, when a sister look at you, she might be admiring your hair. She might like your shoes. She might like your outfit. That don't mean she hates.
Right.
That don't mean she trying to take your man. That don't mean she's jealous. She's in you, God. So if she looking at you hard, it might be the God in you that's making her stare at you. And she might want you to say peace, assalamu alaikum, queen, and impart some of your wisdom. See,
yes,
brothers,
absolutely.
If you God, if you a king, if you this, what we are, and you see a brother staring at you, it might just be the fact that you are radiating at a God frequency and you got all eyes on you. They can't help it because every black person that we know is looking for God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us. So when we radiating, when we building, and we and we are elevating ourselves. We radiate differently. We are more energized. This will cause people to look at you, to stare at you, to follow you, to stalk you, because they just don't know that they looking at the God, but you are so powerful that they can't help themselves. It is incumbent upon us to understand the science of thought and the art of thinking, so when we are in that situation, we won't produce a low negative thought.
Right.
So when we go to think about our brother or sister, we won't paint a nigger picture. See, you will paint a picture of God on your brother and your sister with the art of your thinking instead of painting a picture of a nigger. See, we got to change the science of thought in the art of thinking, a manual for rising above emotion. Man, listen.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So,
wow.
Go ahead, sis. You got a question.
So, yes, sir. And so how do we tie our thinking you have in here? We can think our way into healing. How do we do that?
First, we have to have knowledge, because the scope of thinking is based on the knowledge that you have. We can think outside of the box, but we can't think. We only can use the words that we know. So
right.
in the supreme wisdom, it says we speak about 400 words considered well.
Considered well. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's if you're the bigger your knowledge and vocabulary is, the more thinking, the more thoughts you can produce, the more thinking you can make manifest. So when we're looking at healing, the first thing that we have to know is ourselves. We can't just say, I hurt. Jesus. You just can't say my knee hurt, because it's not one part to your knee. You see, you had, right, you just, so we have to know, we have to study anatomy. So when this is the science of thought. So our thought can only encompass our knowledge. It can't go beyond our knowledge. So if we study anatomy, then when we have a pain, a disease, a sickness, the science of thought, see, we will produce the thoughts about our anatomy, about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to manifest the art of thinking, see, that's the action. Thinking is action. See, now you're producing the electricity and the chemical hormones needed to move, because that's action. So you need energy to move. So the thought provides the type of energy. Whether it's going to be negative or positive, weak or strong,
right.
The devil or God. So the science of thought is tying into how you can control with this thought, the type of thought that you're going to create. So when you go into the art of thinking, the expression, the action of your thought, you will produce the electricity, you will produce the chemical hormones that will move you. So when we're looking at healing, and say, for instance, your hand hurt, and you study your hand where it hurts at. So now you're going to think about, because it hurts, so you're going to think about it. See, because, so now when you go to produce thoughts, You can produce the thought of what exactly hurts instead of guessing. See, that's a big difference. That hypochondriac is going to the doctor saying, hey, this hurt, this hurt, this hurt, this hurt. They guess it. See, that's what we go to the doctors with now. So if we know, that means when we go to think about what's going on with us, we can produce specific, focused, determined thoughts. So when we go to manifest the art of thinking, it will send that electricity, it will send that energy, those hormones, to where we just produced the thought about.
Right.
And we can,
wow.
You can, and in the art of thinking, you can see, you can actually see, you can mentally picture this electricity and these hormones traveling through your body because you know your body, you know the nervous system, so you can actually produce the thinking where you can produce the mental picture just like a movie, and you can see this electricity starting in your brain, traveling down your spinal column, traveling down your arm, going to your fingers, going to your hand. You can see the pituitary gland producing the hormone. You can watch it traveling down your body. See, you can see all of this, the art of thinking. See, but we got to understand the science of thought so we can effectively, successfully rise above emotions. What do I mean? When I have a pain, that's an emotion, but that pain will stop me from realizing because that pain is igniting my emotional brain. It's emotionally hijacking me. So now I can't think because it hurts. You got to make it stop hurting before I can think because I don't understand the science of thought, so I can't make it stop hurting myself.
Wow.
So now my whole thinking ability is, I don't have an art of thinking because this hurt. Look, man, doc, I don't care what you do. Just make it stop hurting. And you will we tell the doctor that. Man, I don't care what you do. Make it stop hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor be like, oh, okay, hold on. Hold on.
Right. We just want that pain gone. Wow.
So, because like I say, we don't understand the science of thought.
Mm-hmm.
We do a cursory glance of the brain. So it's a right, left, frontal. We don't go into the mechanics of it. We don't go into what part actually does what and what it actually looks like. And this is knowledge itself.
Right.
So we have, it says that emotional hijacking, and this is chapter 4 in my book, page 62, going into emotional hijacking. It says emotional hijacking is a state when an individual's cognitive capabilities are overpowered by his or her emotions. It's usually referred to in the context of aggression or fearfulness. Look at the black community. It is usually referred to in the context of aggression or fearfulness. So emotional hijacking is usually the result of aggression or fearfulness. Look at the black community, man. That's why they kill our brothers. That's why they murder our sisters. So, because they know it's on video, so they know that we're going to spread this video, and it's going to cause fear to be spread. Black men have always been afraid of police. When we always been, man, I know black men that won't even shake another black man's hand in public because he's scared that the police going to harass him and think they doing an open hand-to-hand drug transaction. I know black men that won't ride three, four black people in a car because I ain't got time to get pulled over. See, so they understand. So the true root causes of emotional hijacking, aggression, and fearfulness. And like we said, the diary of a mad black woman, aggression.
Mm-hmm.
See, they got y'all paying. Y'all, they look, y'all black women will go get a job as an actress to portray this crap. See? And because that's your favorite actress. Oh, Cookie. I like Cookie. Look at her. See, they know what they doing. So every black woman that's watching these shows, they are emotionally hijacking themselves. So now when they get into a real life situation, their brain is going to do what they've been practicing watching on TV.
Right. Wow.
See?
Acting like Cookie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or being Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Or Girl Six, the old Spike Lee movie. See, it's we've been LL Cool J and MC Light made two of the most genocidal, race destroying songs that they could have. I needed an around the way girl, and I need a roughneck.
Wow.
That made all y'all women be on that bullshit, and they made all the men be. I wasn't even trying to be a roughneck when that came out, but that's all the women wanted, so I had to go get some Tim's and get some jeans and get this army. See, that created a lifestyle.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Because that was so popular, and that's what the women kept repeating, and that's what the men kept repeating. So when we was put in the real-life situations, we emotionally hijacked. So the rational part of the brain, the thinking part of the brain becomes shut down.
Wow.
Man, the science of thought and the art of thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. So listen, in the emotion mind, this is going into the anatomy of emotional hijacking. We're still on the same page. It says, referring to, it's two parts, the emotional mind and the rational mind. So on the emotional mind, it says it's faster, it senses threats to our safety, it disables the rational mind, doesn't look at facts, jumps to conclusions. Usually lies to you. They call it the lizard brain because this is something that animals have. This is the part of the brain that they can point to and say, look at the monkey, look at the lizard. It's called the reptilian brain, the instinct brain. See, come on, Ashley, listen to me, man. Listen, the emotional or the rational mind, it's slower, tries to help the emotional mind, looks at the facts, waits to get all the information, usually tells the truth. Animals don't have this part of the brain. This is the God. This is the God. See? But when there's a trigger, see, when we get that trigger, the emotional mind takes over. The rational mind tries to step in, but the hormones and the electricity from the emotional mind shuts it down. It disables it. So it becomes stressed out, and we work on instinct and reaction only. So the body needs time to calm down before the rational mind can step in. See, the electrical impulse is instant. It's like turning your light off and on. So that's how fast it comes and goes away. When your body releases these hormones, they have to wear off. So that's why when you see that person angry, they got to cool down. See, you got to cool. So your rational part can't activate until these hormones are washed out of your body. But because the threat is make believe. See, now listen to me. Because the threat is make believe, The brain doesn't have an opportunity to cool down because the threat don't never go away. So the black woman stays angry. The black man stays angry. We stay depressed. We stay hypertensive. We stay with high blood pressure. We stay eating all the time because we're scared and we're nervous and we're angry, and food help take it away. We stick with the drugs. We stick with the sex. We stick with all of this other stuff because, man, I don't know how. I don't know the science of thought. I don't know the art of thinking. So I don't know how to rescue my mind. It's no Amber Alert. The Amber Alert is in you. Your brain has been emotionally hijacked. It sends an Amber Alert through your body to say, hey, if you see
right.
If you be on the lookout. Be on,
right.
Your brain is on a your mind be on the back of the milk carton. Have you seen this?
Well, and it can just spin out of control from a single thought, and then it's just triggered, and you like in a tailspin. You just sit back
right.
And breathe and get control of yourself.
That's where you come in.
Wow.
See, because the oils, the life essences, family, the audience, family, the part of the brain that emotionally hijacks the rest of your brain, the life essence goes right to that. See, the limbic system is included in that emotional part of your brain. That's where satiety is at. See, when we are emotionally hijacked, we have electricity and hormones coursing throughout our body. Adrenaline and cortisol are the main two. See, so when we take the top off of this life essence, what happens? Please tell us, sis. Tell us what happens, sis.
Yes, sir. Just inhaling, just unscrewing the top and inhaling within 22 seconds because your sense of smell is directly linked, the only sense that's linked to the brain and the limbic system. Those molecules go directly. It gets past that blood-brain barrier and goes directly to your limbic system. Within 22 seconds, and you can get control of your emotions, how you're feeling, how you're thinking, get mental clarity, and that's what we need in order to think. Clear that brain fog. Clear that fog.
And it hits your limbic system and produces this sensation, the electrical current of satiety. Everything is energy. So everything has an energy level, a frequency. Satiety has a different frequency than aggression, than fear. Fear, though, so that's when the frequency, the pituitary gland is the master gland. It produce for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So depending on the frequency of your thought, the pituitary gland produces the corresponding hormone.
Exactly.
So, yes. See, so when you emotionally hijack, this is from a low emotion, a low energy emotion. When you hit the top on these life essences, and you put it up to your nose, it goes straight to your limbic system. And the satiety, the energy from satiety, it causes the pituitary gland to produce the satiety hormones, and it produces the electricity of happiness and satiety, and these go through your body, and it rescues your brain.
Yes, sir.
Brain. Woo!
Wow.
The science. The science of thought. in the Art of Thinking.
Art of Thinking.
A manual
wow.
to rising above emotion. This book, I mean, family, audience, you know, this book is really going to be our textbook and our science book so we can use as a base to develop our own psychology, to develop our own spiritual and mental health needs. Because
right.
whatever going on with your physical body is only a result of your mental and spiritual health.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And we go back to as a man thinketh, and you know what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said: we kill ourselves daily by the way we think and by the way we eat. But he said, think first,
right.
because it's the thought
right.
that causes you to choose what you're gonna eat. So, wow.
Right. So this is I see we only got a few minutes left, but this is
yes,
I really want everybody to I'm gonna try to give them out for free, some of them, but this gonna be 300 and about 350 pages, man. We going from everything 26 chapters. We going from everything from emotions. We got a little bit on consciousness, emotional intelligence, emotional hijacking, understanding language, understanding listening,
mm-hmm.
obstacles to listening, guidelines to effective listening, how to adapt your listening so you can communicate successfully. We going into
right.
the principles of verbal communication so we can
yeah,
understand that there's rules. We don't necessarily have to go by these rules, but we can't be ruleless. We can't be unruly. We can't just have
mm-hmm.
a free for all. Because that's not working, man. It's not working. We're not unified. It's black on black crime. It's
right.
It's no black love. The black family is broken up. The black man don't know how to talk to the black woman. We don't know how to think about you because not only is the rapper keep using this half naked woman in the videos, but the woman keeps playing the part. So we can't even stop it because the actors don't want to turn down the role and the people and the producers keep producing the music. And we're going to talk about that with Jay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We have about a minute and a half. Let them know where they can get your book at. And how to contact you, all that good stuff.
You got the book, The Science of Thought and Art of Thinking, a manual to rising above emotions, will be available, is available now. You can get it through my website, www.SeanAliWellnessProgram.com, or you can find it on Amazon.com or createspace.com. You can put in Sean Ali and all my books will pop up. You can find me on Facebook, Supreme Health and Fitness by Sean Ali, or my site, Sean Ali, my page, either or. And this is a legitimate business that I had, and I have clients. And I'm not really trying to get clients, but I want to share the information and knowledge that I have that I use with my clients and in my business. So, and it's successful. I'm a scientist. So you can either get I'm only trying to empower you. Trying to empower you. Give them your information before we got the close out, sis.
Yes, my website for the oils bit.ly/Denise R. Oils. You can connect with me on Facebook, Denise Renee Muhammad. And here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Health and Wellness Power Hour. Myself and my scientist brother, Sean Ali. All right, the show has ended, family. We appreciate you all for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Great show.
Yes, sir.